我们一连用三个主日来讲关乎圣灵的信息。
We have used three consecutive Sunday mornings to talk about the message regarding the Holy Spirit.
如果诸位不健忘，一定记得我们第一次是讲没有圣灵的人。
As you can recall, first Sunday we talked about characteristics of those without the Holy Spirit.
那么上个主日讲确实有这应的确有圣灵的确实有圣灵的人
And last week we talked about someone who has the assurance that he has the Holy Spirit
我们今天要讲的是满有圣灵的人
This morning what we want to talk about are those who are filled with the Holy Spirit
因为圣灵的这个题目实在是非常非常重要
Again the reason for using three Sundays becauseHoly Spirit is truly an important topic for us Christians.
那么今天的教会呢，就更需要很清楚明白圣灵的工作。
And at this day and age, all churches, we need to understand more the work and understand what the Holy Spirit is about.
也只有圣灵动了善工啊，教会才有实质的兴旺，不是虚假的，实际的兴旺，实质的兴旺。
And it is only after the moving.And the work of the Holy Spirit itself that the church can truly bear fruit.
所以今天我们来看怎么样算是一个满有圣灵的人。
Today let us look in the Bible and see what it's like one with filled with the Holy Spirit.
看加拉太书第五章，新约加拉太书第五章。
Let's look at Galatians, New Testament Galatians chapter 5.
那是中文圣经是266页，中文圣经266。后面新约部分266页
Galatians chapter 5 is right before Ephesians after 2 Corinthians in the New Testament
加拉太书第五章我们看22节和23节
Verses 22 and 23 let us read it now
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱喜乐和平忍耐恩慈良善信实温柔节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
Verse 22 and 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law.
这里面讲到圣灵所结的果子，这个果子是单数的，在希腊文是个单数，一个果子，不是九个果子，就一个大果子。
In the beginning, he talks about the fruit of the Spirit, and from the original text, we know that the word used, fruit, here is singular.
So, 通常我们说圣灵有九个果子，实在是这样说法不对的。
So, in common words, oftentimes we say there are many fruits of the Spirit. That is actually incorrect.
正确的说法应当说圣灵只有一个果子，这个果有九种不同的味道。一果九味
Precisely, we should say that the Holy Spirit has one fruit, and in this fruit there are nine different tastes, or nine different flavors, and that's how we should see it.
那么一般的圣经学者就把这个九个味道啊，正好分成三类，分成三类。
And many biblical scholars, they categorize these nine flavors of the fruit into three different categories.
前面三个，仁爱、喜乐、和平，是关乎对神的态度。
The love, joy, and peace, they categorize that as an attitude for man towards God.
第二类，忍耐、恩慈、良善，是对别人、对人的态度。
Patience, kindness, goodness, the following three is about the attitude towards mankind.
信实、温柔、节制，这第三类是对自己的态度。
Last three, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control is in the third category, the attitudes toward yourself.
我想我们基督之家的讲台一再很强调有所谓真善美这三方面的这样的一个讲究。
I truly believe that at the pulpit of Home Christ, repeatedly we emphasize these three things, the beauty, the goodness, and the truthfulness.
我们很强调啊，荣神是件美事，荣神是美事情。
We often emphasize the fact that to glorify God, that is a beautiful thing.
那么义人使人得到好处就是善事。
And to benefit man, that is a good deed.
那么舍己呢是个最实在的最真的事情
and to self-denying that is the demonstration of truthfulness
我们基督徒一生的功课 可以用这个六个字来包括容神一人舍己，这六个字可以包括我们所有的功课，应当学的功课都在内。
And as a Christians, all our life, the lessons we should learn can be categorized by these three different aspects.
当主在世上的时候，有一个姊妹打破了玉瓶，把真拿达香膏打破了，用那个香膏去抹主。
We know that when Jesus was on earth, this woman broke the jar of the perfume, the precious perfume, and then she poured it upon Jesus.
有人就在埋怨说，这个香膏可以卖30两银子，那可以周济贫穷啊，做好事，为什么拿糟蹋呢？
Again, we remember, we recall that the witness at the time saying how wasteful she has done it. So,
但是我们主怎么说呢？他说这个姊妹所做的是一件美事，美的事情。为什么美事呢？使神得荣耀。
But what is our Lord Jesus Christ's response? He said, "What this woman did is a beautiful thing."
他说你们要想行善呢，周济贫穷啊，随时都有机会，太多了，因为穷人很多嘛，随时都有机会做善事，但是美事的要抓住机会来做。
And Jesus went on explaining that you will often have poor people among you to help them, but to glorify God, to have me here, that is a rare occasion.
所以说美事是荣耀神，是神的荣耀，耶稣讲这叫做美事。
Again, a beautiful deed is that of glorifying our God.
是人得到好处，是善事。
And to benefit other men, that is a good deed.
为什么讲舍己是真的事情呢？
Why do we then conclude that self-denial, that is a truthfulness?
那个玉瓶啊，打碎了，这很实际的，啪打碎，舍己啊，打的就是破碎自己了。然后呢，真的拿大香出来，耶稣基督的真的馨香之气就流露出来了。
Because when that woman broke the jar made of the jade, she has broken that jar, and so the true flavor, the fragrance can come out.
所以天下没有一件事情比这个更真实了。你破碎自己，然后真神的生命流露出来了，那是真正的真的事情，一点都不能虚假。
So we say in this world, there's nothing more truthful than that, to break herself, to break that jar, to pour out for Jesus.
所以容神一人舍己的这六个字，我刚才说过了，从容许我再强调。基督徒一生一世的功课都包括在内了。
Again, let me reiterate the fact that glorifying God, benefiting men, and also self-denial, that is the three basic lessons for a Christian throughout his life.
那么一个充满了圣灵的人，他的表现在什么地方呢？
Let us now think about a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit. How is he manifested?
就是他充满了真善美。
We can say it's because in all he does, he's filled with the beauty, the goodness, and the truthfulness.
而且能够容神，能够益人，能够舍己。
And consequently, he can glorify God in all he does, and also benefit men, and also self-denial.
那么关于美这方面呢，我们看到有正好有三个，一个仁爱，一个喜乐，一个和平，这都是对荣耀神来说的。
Again, in the category of beauty, that of glorifying God, we can see from these verses the first three things, love, joy, and peace.
下面我就把这个九个味道啊，根据希腊文原文的意思，把它解释出来。
The following, I'd like to take a time to explain to the original Greek version the nine flavors of this fruit.
所谓仁爱这个味道呢，说或者说这个圣灵的果子里面这个仁爱这一个味道啊，就是活出神来，把神活出来了，就叫做仁爱。
And according to Greek original text, the love here talking about is to live.To have Christ live out, let God live out your life, then that is glorifying God.
因为圣经说神就是爱。
For the Bible tells us that God himself is love.
我们能够有个爱心的生活，是因为神在里面支配我们，使我们能够过一个爱心的生活。
If we can live out a life that is loving, that is because of God, he himself living through us.
我们常常在基督之家常常被人家称赞说我们有爱心的教会，我们很惭愧了，我们实在爱心也不够了。但人家说我们是爱心是为什么？因为这个教会里面有神的宝座在这里。
Many times this church has been complimented by others that this church is one of love. Of course there are still many a long ways that we need to work on, but the reason they say that is because this church is built upon the love of God.
当神的生命从我们里面流露出来的时候呢，那就自然而然就是个爱，不是人工的，天然的，不能做作的，不能虚假，真的出来了，那就是神的活出，那就是爱。
Therefore, when the life of a God is flowing freely through our lives, then this love naturally comes about.
一个神当在我们里面活出来的时候，那实在是很美，啊，那就是满了爱心的东西。
And we know how beautiful it is, and of the experience when God's life is living through our life.
我们可以说个比喻，比方说有演戏啊，会演戏的演员，我说这人真是，哎呀，真有本事，他把那个戏中人呢，都演活了，把他演活了，就像他就像那个戏中那个人，他这个活了，就把那个主角啊，他原来他所扮演那个角色，把他演出来，演活了。
The following illustration will help us to understand that as a good actor or actress, when he or she's acting, he actually lived the personality of that character. It seems like he is the character.
但是演员演活他是人工，他靠人的技巧修养，艺术的修养把他活演出来了，那是技巧，那是人工。我们基督徒不是做戏，是真的里面那个神活出来了。那是天然，不是人工的。这天然生命，神的生命出来就是爱，那就是仁爱。
But of course, such artists acting out and becoming that character is because of his techniques and his skills. But as Christians, when we allow the life of our God to live in our lives, then it's freely flowing out God's characters.
如果你里面有圣灵，你就有一天会发现你很自己觉得很奇妙，怎么会变成这样的呢？这个人我一向讨厌他，今天不会讨厌，会爱他了。那个人我一向是要躲他，而现在会亲近他了，为什么不知道，那是神爱从里面活出来的结果。
I think we can all say that if we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts, we will oftentimes be amazed ourselves when suddenly our attitude towards someone has changed, somebody we disliked before, we really care and for him, and that we can see that is truly the flowing of God himself.
那么第二就是喜乐，喜乐什么意思呢？就是信任神，对神有全完全的信任，就会有喜乐。
Second flavor is joy. The reason why when we can have this joy is when we completely trust our God.
我们可以反省自己，为什么我们常常失去喜乐呢？常常忧忧愁愁的，为什么道理
？We may self-examine oftentimes that why is it that we lose this joy?
因为我们对我们的神不信任，不信任。
I can confidently say that the reason we lose our joy is because we do not trust our God.
马丁路德这个改教的这个属灵的伟人，他有一个很好的经验。
We know that from Dr. Martin Luther King, Martin Luther once said this.
他改教的时候被天主教逼迫得很厉害。
When he was reforming,
被这个当时就是天主教教皇逼迫他。
He was persecuted greatly by the Pope, Catholic popes.
然后有一天他满脸忧忧愁愁坐在书房里祷告，一脸都不释放。
One day he was sitting at his den. He is truly worried. He cannot be free of the worries.
他太太是个修女，所以这个马丁路德娶一个修女做太太，天主教皇气死了。
It's no wonder the Pope the papal system hated him because he married a woman who used to be a nun.
那时候他太太说穿一个丧服，黑色的衣服，西方人穿黑的衣服是丧服，穿着丧服出来了见他。
And then his wife came out in a black dress, seems like for funeral.
马丁路德一看他太太穿丧服，害大吃一惊啊，说谁死了？为什么穿着丧服呢？
And Martin Luther was truly surprised. He said, "Why are you dressed that way?"
到底谁死了？他问他。
He asked her, "Who has died?"
这个他太太马丁路德太太说，你不知道啊，上帝今天早上死掉了，上帝死掉了。
Her response was, "Don't you know, God this morning he has died."
马丁路德大骂他，怎么可以这样讲？神是永生的神，永远活着的神，他怎么会死呢？
And he was quite angry. He scolded her. What do you mean? How God is the eternal, everlasting God? How can he say he died this morning?
这个马丁路德的太太说一句最好，他如果上帝没有死的话。为什么你的脸上写着神已经死了呢？脸上写着神是死了。
And the wife responded, "If you say that God has not died, then why is it from your face since this morning? It's clearly saying that God has died."
他的意思说，一个人如果说不能信任神了，神都死了，他就会忧愁；如果神还活着，他就没有一个理由可以让他自知自己可以忧愁，可以烦恼。
The moral of her story here is that. When the reason we have worry is because we do not trust God, and therefore we lose that joy.
我们就要坚持到底，我们信靠神，绝对完全信赖神，信任神，你就会常常有喜乐。
If we hold fast to till the end, and every day we completely trust our Lord, then we can't have that joy.
圣经说，他用全能的命令托住万有，万有要倒了，他给托住。整个宇宙它托住了，那你有什么事情不能解决的？
For the Bible tells us that God's hand is like an almighty hand that is casting everything in, of this world.
他能够拖住宇宙, 他难道不能拖住你这个人吗? 不能拖住你这个人的问题吗? 都能拖住, 他有办法, 只要你依靠他, 相信他。
If our almighty God can hold the whole and control the whole universe, don't you trust him enough that he can also take care of your problems?
所以一个有圣灵的人很清楚知道, 他要活出神来就是爱, 他信靠神就是喜乐。
So one with filled with the Holy Spirit, we can know that as he lives his daily life, he will have God's love and filled with joy.
第三, 和平什么意思呢?
Thirdly, peace. What does that mean?
就是平安, 也就是平安了。
It's to say peace.
那这个和平就是完全顺服神就和平。 能够顺服他就和平。
And that comes about when we completely surrender ourselves and be obedient to our God and obedient to the Holy Spirit.
我们为什么心里烦乱呢? 为什么里面冲突, 内外冲突? 哇, 各种不平安呢? 为什么道理?
Why is many times we have these disturbances in our hearts and in our conscience?
一定你不顺服神。
I can conclude it is because you have not been obedient to the whole, to God.
你会背叛神。
Even you have betrayed and went against God.
不肯服在神大能的手下。
That you are not willing to be submissive under his hand.
不顺服神的权柄。
In other words, you are not submissive to his authority.
你可能要取代神。
You want to replace that authority.
你可能要越过神。
Even times you want to override his authority.
你不肯紧紧地跟随主。
You're not willing to closely submit to him. The consequence is you have lost that peace.
如果你里面真有圣灵的话,
if truly you have the Holy Spirit filled in your heart,
你就会凡事顺服他。
In all things, you will be able to submit.
人一顺服神啊, 里面就享受奇妙的平安。
And as soon as we do that, all mankind, when we submit to our Lord, then we, our heart can enjoy that wonderful peace.
我想我不需要举太多例, 每一个人我们都有这种失败的经验, 不顺服神, 失去平安,
I don't think I need to bring out many examples, because I think every one of us here, we have that testimony, failure testimony before when we lost that peace.
我在刚刚蒙恩得救的时候, 大概40年前,
Over 40 years ago when I first was saved, we went through these training classes for newly believers.
那个长老我永远记得他写在黑板上很大的字写着顺服即就是蒙福你要想蒙上帝祝福吗你得顺服顺服即就是蒙福的意思顺服即蒙福
And on that day in the class, the elder wrote a great phrase there that submission is blessing. When you submit, then you will receive the blessing.
还有五个字下面说, 掌权, 你要想掌权呢, 先得服权。 你要掌权柄, 先学习顺服权柄, 掌权, 先服权, 顺服的服。
And then the second phrase says, if you want to have any control of authority, first you need to obey authority.
这个我们这个月底林三刚长老要到这来陪灵。
We know Elder Lin will be here a couple of weeks to help us in the revival meetings.
Yeah, 他跟我一个教会，就是当初在那个教会里，他也受我这样训练。一定每个人在那个经一定要经过这个训练的，就是先告诉你，你要想蒙福吗？就得蒙福就是顺服就是蒙福，掌权的先服权，这是一辈子记住啊，对你受用不尽啊，很好。
And that Elder Lin, we went to the same class, the same church, and it is truly important that we need to understand as Christians that submission is receiving blessing.
好，这是荣神方面三个果，三个这个味道，这个一个果中间三种味道出来了。
Again, what we have just finished discussing is the three flavors of the fruit, that is glorifying God.
底下说忍耐，恩慈良善。
And then it goes on to say patience, kindness, and goodness.
这个忍耐的意思在希腊文什么意思？ 就是不要太轻易地放弃希望，不轻易放弃希望，不要随便就把希望丢掉了。And
the original connotation of the word patience in Greek, it has the connotation of not giving up your hope.
说你如果有圣灵在你里面，住在你里面。To
say that if you have the Holy Spirit living in your heart,
你就对任何人、任何事不会随便就把它放弃了。
Your attitude towards everyone and towards anything is that you will not give up your hope easily.
那个 Spurgeon 斯布珍讲一句话，他说，在上帝手中没有一个废人，废人没有用的人。上帝手没有一个无用之人，他可以把它变成有用。Spurgeon
says that in God's hand there's none that is wasteful. or useless.
他在上帝手中, 也没有一件困难的事情, 任何困难都变成容易了。
He also went on saying that in God's hand there is nothing that is impossible.
因为神是全能的神。
For we know our God is Almighty God.
神最喜欢做一件事, 就是把垃圾变成肥料。
We can say one of the greatest things that our God likes to do is to turn a useless thing into trash into manure, basically useless thing to a useful thing.
这个Billy Graham不是讲一句话, Billy Graham讲,他说我们传福音啊, 并不是说把垃圾扫到地毯下面去, 把那些罪啊都放在地毯盖起来, 不是这样, 乃是把地毯里面的垃圾扫出来, 把它加以化学的作用, 变成肥料。
Billy Graham has once explained that as Christians, as evangelists, when we go out, it is not to sweep the trash under the carpet, rather we bring it out and with the help of God, we can make it useful.
如果你里面有圣灵,
Again, if we have the Holy Spirit in
our heart,
we have that hope
for everyone,
including yourself.
一个人为什么自杀呢?
Again, why does one commit suicide?
他对自己绝望了,
for he has given up on himself.
如果他对自己还存有希望, 靠圣灵, 凡事都能做, 都能改变, 不好的变好, 困难的变容易, 那他就不会去走向绝路。
If he has the Holy Spirit dwelled within him, then he still has that hope. He will not be hopeless, and he knows that through the Holy Spirit there is still hope.
路加福音15章那个浪子回头的时候, 那个父亲没有把他赶走, 回来了, 接受他。
We know that in Luke 15, the prodigal son, when he returned, the father did not drive him out. On the other hand, he accepted him.
那个浪子在外面流浪的时候, 他父亲天天站在门口在等, 以履而望, 靠在门口, 这看, 这盼望, 存着忍耐的心, 盼望, 等待, 浪子回来。
The picture described in that parable is that the father, ever since the first day that the prodigal son left the house, he has been waiting at the gate to see if his son has returned.
旧约的约拿, 先知约拿, 神要他去传道, 他跑了, 后来他在海里面被鱼子吞, 鱼大鱼吞下去, 吞在肚子里面去了。
Also from the Old Testament, we're familiar with the story that Jonah, when God wanted to send him somewhere else, and he fled, and he was swallowed by a big fish.
等到他回头以后, 悔改以后呢, 神照样还用他, 派他去传道, 他到尼尼微传道。
After repentance, we can see that the Holy Spirit and God, through the Holy Spirit, also used him greatly.
神给他第二次的机会。
God has given him a second chance.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹, 注意, 我们要忍耐, 对任何人, 不但给他第一次机会, 失败了, 他给他第二次机会去做。
Dear brothers, let me share this with you. Towards anybody, we need to have this patience of having hope in God and in consequently giving that person a second chance.
你不轻易放弃,不是说完全放弃,不要随便放弃了。这也如果真正懂得这个道理, 在旧金山这个地方,就不需要三对婚姻有一对离婚了。And
again, it's not to say that we never give up, but rather we do not give up the hope lightly. If we have the understanding, then... in San Francisco, then we wouldn't have the statistics that one out of three marriages break up.
也许看表面, 哎呀, 这个人绝对没有药吃, 等于没有药吃, 非死不可了。 但神人叫死人复活, 你交在神手里, 死的都能活。
Or oftentimes we see somebody that is hopeless, there's nothing that can rescue them, but we know in God's hand anything is possible. So you can tell a dead person to resurrect.
所以对人的态度上最要紧忍耐。 忍耐是最难学的功课, 但是必修的, 一定要修这个课。
Therefore, the attitude towards man, the first lesson we need to learn is that lesson of patience.
还有一个恩慈, 什么样恩慈怎么讲? 恩慈。
Second thing here is talks about kindness.
恩慈也是白白的给, 不求报答, 不求 feedback, 不要你回报, 我给就是给了, 白白的给, 这叫恩慈。
The connotation in the Greek text here, kindness talks about giving freely, not expecting anything in return.
我们今天常常会骂人这个家伙忘恩负义,忘恩负义,这不是圣灵的工作。
Oftentimes we always scold somebody and say that he forgot the kindness that I have shown him, or he is somebody who does not know how to return goodness. That is not a good attitude. It's not definitely not from the Holy Spirit.
我们今天常常站在是非的立场来看问题,看看得失是非这样看。 而我们今天有个态度是超越是非的，是爱心的原则了，高过是非的原则。
Oftentimes today as we look and look at things, we have the judgmental attitude. That mentality is wrong. We need to surpass that and go into the attitude of love.
假如说我们今天给他点帮助，就希望从他得到回报。 我告诉你，那不叫恩慈，那不叫恩慈，那你就是抛砖引玉，你的动机有问题。
If today we give somebody something, we're expecting something in return, then that action is not out of kindness. That is just like trying to bait a big fish.
神爱世人，爱到一个地步，为全世界人，他把爱子牺牲了。他并没有说你必须要信我，他希望你信，盼望你信，他没有逼着你来信他，没有。
Well, God loves the world that the salvation is for everyone on earth, but He does not push us and force us to believe Him. He gives us the freedom of choice to really believe Him.
在台北有一个弟兄告诉我，他说：“哎呀，上帝做事情啊，太啰嗦了啊，太不讲效果啊。”我说：“为什么你这样讲呢？”他说：“你看传福音多麻烦，劝啊劝人家不信不信。我要做上帝的话很简单，谁不信耶稣，肚子疼，肚子一疼都信了。”
In Taipei, once his brother shared with me that seems like God does not use very effective ways to have people saved. We got to go out and preach, we got to do evangelistic works, but then they still do not believe. What if God, if I was God, I would have just said that those who does not believe in me will have a very painful stomach ache.
这是站在人的立场来看神，我们常常不懂得了，常常把神拉下来，跟我平等，我这样，他也这样。如果他做一件我不能做的事就不相信了，神迹就不信了，我做不到吗？你做不到，我做到没有问题，这是人呐、啊，人有限的，神是超过神人的，他能够做你我不能做的事情。
And oftentimes that's our problem right there. As we try to understand what God is and God's will, oftentimes we try to understand it from a man's point of view, and just because you and I would have done this and God didn't, then we get upset, or that God has done something that we cannot do, then we do not understand or believe in it.
所以恩典救恩的真理是白白的给予，不求代价，我们没有任何代价，信就得着了，我信耶稣就永生，我没有出任何代价，这是恩典，恩慈就是白白的给你，不要找寻代价。
Again, the salvation that our Lord has given us, given this world, is one that is given freely. We just need to believe and we shall be saved.
那么第三，这个良善呢，主要的意思，我们最要紧一点就是不加害于人。良善是做些事情不会害到你，不会伤到你，不会 hurt, 没有 hurt, 不会伤到你，这是真正的良善。
And the connotation here about goodness is doing something that will not harm anyone, will not hurt somebody.
我告诉你，真正做到良善，因为神就是善，神本为善啊。
For we know that God Himself is goodness.
我们一个人心中有了主啊，他自然就做的就是善事。
If we truly have the God in our heart, then anything we do will be good.
我们可以这样说，善，什么叫善？善就是心中有主，心中有主，他自然就会行善。
Or we can say that goodness will be obtained when our heart has God.Has the Lord controlling our
我读那个元朝，中国的元朝的历史里面讲到有个宰相叫做许衡，姓许的一位许先生啊。
We know, as I study Chinese history, there's a Yuan Dynasty, and there was a Prime Minister
叫姓许的许衡。
By the name of Mr. Xu.
那么元朝在兵荒马乱逃难的时候啊，我们都经过八年抗战，就逃难的时候是很苦的，大家都在逃难，他也在逃难。
And during that dynasty, towards the end, when they had conflicts and they were fighting the battles and sometimes they're fleeing.
那个时候他还没有做宰相，他是个布衣之士，就是老百姓啊，大家一头逃难，他也逃难。
But this Mr. Xu at the time hasn't been promoted to the prime minister. He is just like one of the people. He was fleeing at the time.
走路走得很困乏，很疲倦，口渴。
And he was tired, fatigued. He needed something to drink. He was thirsty.
经过一片呢桃子，桃树的林子，树林子都是桃子，长了很多桃子，吃的桃子。
And then he came upon this field of trees that bear peaches.
Oh, 所有人都跑去摘桃吃，哦，大家都先抢把桃抢来吃。
And all the people they run up there and try to get the fruit.
这个许先生坐在那儿不动。
Yes, Mr. Xu sat there quietly.
他说：“哎，你渴也不渴，很渴，为什么不去拿个桃子吃呢？”他说：“这个树有主人的，不能随便吃的。”
People wonder, Mr. Xu, aren't you thirsty? Why don't you get some fruit? He said.These trees, they have owners.
那么有人说，这个主人也逃难都走了嘛？这个时候大家变通一点吧，啊，随便，这个主人也不在，我们就吃它了，啊，我们可以拿着吃的这样子。
And the masses responded, but even the owner, they have fled. We are in a very difficult situation here. Why don't you just be convenient and take the fruit?
这个时候他说一句话很宝贵，他说树虽无主啊，树虽然没有主，主人走掉了，我心有主。 树虽无主，我美是心中有爱。
Again, beauty is when our heart has love, and goodness is when our heart has the Lord.
第三，我们讲到这个舍己是真的，我们先把这个定义告诉各位。真就是心中有灵，和这个灵是大写的灵，是圣灵。心中有灵就会真，不敢假，不能假。
And truthfulness is what I like to discuss now, and that is when our heart has the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit with us.
也许你这个九个味道记不来啊，但三句话可以记来啊。美，心中有爱；善，心中有主；真，心中有灵，有圣灵。这可以记住三句话。
Perhaps the nine flavors of fruit is harder to remember, but if we remember that to have beauty is to have love in our heart, and to have goodness is to have the Lord in our heart, and to be truthfulness is to have the Holy Spirit dwell in our heart.
你看，美的里面有仁爱，就是爱；善里面也就良善啊。在真呢，一开始就是信实，那个信实就是真实不假，实实在在、诚诚实实的，没有虚假。
We know that under the category of these nine flavors, we see that in beauty there is love, and in goodness there is kindness, and in the truthfulness we have truthfulness right there.
一个心中有圣灵的人，不容许自己做任何一件哪怕最小最小的不实在的事情，不实在的话不能说，不实在事不能做，他里面圣灵要求的非常严格。
A person who has the Holy Spirit within him, dwelt in him, then he knows that to be truthfulness, he needs to have the faithfulness in him.
我举个现实的例子，礼拜五晚上，礼拜五晚我在这跟同心团契讲到。
A concrete example, on Friday night, I was sharing a message with the fellowship here.
同心团契的这个辅导啊，冯妈妈坐在我旁边，我就问她说：“哎 ，Cindy 是不是走了？回到学校去了
？”And then I was sharing with Mrs. Feng. I said, "Has Cindy gone back to school?"
哎，她说是回去了。
She said yes, he has returned to school.
那么后来就聚会了，聚会完了的时候啊，冯妈妈又来找我了。她说对不起，我刚才说错话了，给你承认一下。
And afterwards, she came to me. She says, "I really said something wrong. I need to confess something."
她说 Cindy 又回来了。礼拜五回来，爸爸的接回来的孩子，礼拜六去了，所以他你在问我，我没有说的完全，说他给我认错，我觉得我很感动，也觉得很奇妙。一个里面有圣灵的人，他不许可自己说任何一句不实在的话、不真实的话就不行。他并没有欺骗的意思，但是一点不实在也不行，也不许可。
And then she confessed that Cindy did come back Friday, but Saturday morning she will be returning to the school.Even though it's a little thing like that, if we have the Holy Spirit in our hearts, then we will not allow anything that is not truthful.
所以舍己之道真实第一，一定要真。我说过，神最讨厌是假冒为善。你一虚假，你做的再多好都没用，你要实实在在，有罪认罪，有错认错，这是神喜悦的事情。
Therefore, the first thing we need to do when we are trying to learn the lesson of self-denial is we need to be truthful.
还有一位小姊妹陈文翠 ，Clara 是吧？陈文翠。这有好几年前了，他常常到我家里去，我们有点属灵的交通。陈文翠、啊。
And also a little sister, 陈文翠 ，Clara。
Clara。那有一次一天，他来找我们，12:30到我家里来了。
Once she came to visit me.
中午的时候，我跟寇师母俩正在吃饭。
Around 12:30 noon time.
那么他来了，我就问他，你吃饭了没有？问他吃饭没有
？And I asked her, have you had lunch yet?
平常啊。假如我家有菜，我一定说不要问他吃饭，让他来坐下吃饭。那天就我们两个人，连红烧鸡都没有，所以不好意思请他了。我说你吃饭了没有？问他。
Usually, if we have plenty of food on the table, and I wouldn't even ask her whether she had lunch or not, I would have just invited her in to have lunch. But that day we didn't have much on the table, so I asked her if she had lunch.
他就愣了一下，他说吃了，他吃了。
And she stuttered a little bit, and she said, "Yes, I had lunch."
吃了吗？菜也没什么菜，我们两人吃饭，我好就算了，我也没勉强他吃，我们就谈话，谈了很久，他就回去了。
And then since I didn't have much prepared anyway, so I just let that slide by, and then we went on talking and sharing.
大概过了一个多月，他一天找到我了，寇伯伯， 哇，有件事情我一定要跟你承认。我以为什么那么严重，讲得非常严重，跟我讲。
And then later on, she went home after a month. She came to me. She said, "There's something that's been bothering me. I need to confess to you."
她说我这一个月都不好睡觉啊，这是很难。我想什么事这么严重，不晓得什么事儿。
And I was concerned. I thought maybe something real serious. And she says, "For the past month, I haven't been sleeping well."
那天我到你家里，我实在是没有吃饭。你问我吃了，我说吃了，骗你。那这个神就不许可。他是有圣灵在里面的人，他就不容许自己说句这好像很轻的事情，没有什么了不起吧，他也没害到我嘛，啊，但是他就不许可，里面就不答应。
She said about a month ago when I went to your house that noon, actually I didn't have lunch, but I sort of lied, and that little thing that she said really didn't harm me, but because she had the Holy Spirit in her heart, it bothered her。
所以这个信实的这个原文的意思，就是要求自己严格守信，严格诚实，不能虚假，这是信实的意思。
The Greek connotation of that flavor faithfulness is to severely discipline oneself, never to be unfaithful.
那么底下那个温柔什么意思呢？是我们讲过多次了，温柔就是说经得起打击，经得起对付，经得起论断、批评、攻击，他受得了，这叫做温柔。
And gentleness, we have mentioned it many times on the pulpit, and that flavor is a heart that can withstand the attacks, withstand the rebukes, and withstand all those attacks.
所以温柔的人有福了，他们必承受地土啊。八福里面讲承受地土。
For the Bible says, "Blessed is one who is humble and meek, or who is gentle, for he will inherit land."
什么叫做承受地图？就是战胜了。比如我打仗，我占了这个地方，承受地图，我占领这块地方了，我打胜仗了。所以温柔的人必定得胜，就这个道理。你怎么对付他，他受得了，得胜。
And one that is gentle, a reason why the Bible says he will be blessed with land is because it's like a victory conquering land. For the gentleness is somebody who can always overcome.
这个温柔我们特别把列在这个对自己态度更重要了，对自己要温柔一点。
And as we put the category, that flavor in the category of attitude towards oneself, that is even more important. We need to be kind, to be gentle towards ourselves.
宋姐姐坐在这儿，我想起她来。昨天晚上他骂他儿子骂得太凶，我就说你不应该这样骂，缺少温柔。
Sister Song is here. Last night she was teaching her son a lesson, and I was saying that she need not to be so angry.
不错，我有人说我你最近好会宠小孩子，我特别对孩越小孩子越喜爱他，怎么错事都可以遮盖。他的孩子人家还没吃饭要去拿菜，那妈妈就骂痛骂一顿。哎呀，没有痛骂。他一叫我受不了了，哎呀，我说这好厉害，缺少温柔。
People have said that oftentimes I tolerate little kids to a great extent. Last night, the little boy trying to get some food before was actually dinner.
我们回去的时候，后世我还在讲，哎呀，宋姊妹很严格对孩子，她今天管得很好，管教儿女是应当如此，信仰的，特别在教会里面。但是我总觉得我有点偏袒孩子，我总觉得孩子受不了，太凶了。我比较温柔，对自己有好处。我自己从前，今天我的儿女都在这儿，他们可以做见证。
And truly, to be gentle is actually something that benefits ourselves. My children are here; they can testify what I'm about to say.
当他们小孩的时候，我打骂的真厉害，那实在是个不好的父亲。
When they were kids, I truly not only scolded them, I would discipline them physically.
所以现在我看着我的孙男孙女，我就加倍的爱他们，好像有点补偿我的错。
And of course, I was wrong. So now the third generation, my grandchildren, I tolerate them to a great extent.
但事实上，这个温柔对自己帮助比对别人帮助更大。
But in actuality, the gentleness is actually more beneficial to oneself.
主耶稣被骂不还口，被害不说威吓的话，就是默默无声，这真了不起啊！他是有神的灵充满他，他就这样子。
For we know that when Jesus was on earth, he was scolded, he was beat up, yet he was holding fast to the gentleness, and that is because he had Holy Spirit filled within him.
那么最后就是节制了。
And lastly.Self-control.
这个节制，我想原文的意思把它 amplify 很美。所谓节制，自我约束了，英文叫做 self-control。怎么样自我 control 呢？ 就是为着一个更高的目标，什么目标？为着一个更好的明天，为着一个更好的明天，我今天应当节制。
And to amplify the original Greek connotation here about self-control is that one is controlling himself because of waiting upon what's coming up tomorrow.
一个不节制的人是没有明天的人。
A person without self-control is somebody who is without tomorrow.
我们中国人说有所为先有所不为。
The Chinese says that to do something you must first control and not do something.
我们今天应当节制自己，约束自己，管制自己，不做一些事情，明天神才能用我们去做一些事情。
Today, for us to be useful to God, first we need to control ourselves and cast away and give up certain things and not to do certain things.
因为一个人的精力、时间、兴趣、嗜好，可以说都有个范围，都有个限制。
We are all limited by our resources, whether it's time, energy, or other resources.
如果像我从前的一天到晚看小说、看故事很多，看那么多书，还能有时间看圣经吗？你必有所放弃，才能有所得着；有所不为，才能有所为。
For example, before, I really like to read fictions and other articles. If I spend so much time on that, of course, I would not have sufficient time to study the Bible. So again, to study, to do something, we need to first give up other things.
有一次我在香港啊，听他们有一个叫做音乐节，在香，我正好我在香港布道，就碰到这个节日，音乐的节日。
In Hong Kong, once I was there, and they were celebrating this holiday of music.
那么我们中国一个很有名的一个声乐家叫做司仪贵，不知道你晓不晓？司仪贵，个子不高，哎呀，那个唱低音歌王真是唱得好美，声音出来声震屋瓦，声音出来房屋都动震动。那是个低音歌王司仪贵，我听他唱。
And at that time there was a renowned bass operist, and his name is Mr. Si.
唱那个红豆生南国，春来发几枝那个红豆词很美。
And when he was singing. Of course, his volume was so big that the whole house would shake.
那么结果呢？这个记者就问他说：“你这个怎么训练出来？你这个学习这个，你有什么成功的秘诀告诉我们
？”And the reporter afterwards asked him, "How do you train yourself to become so good?"
他说：“我也谈不上成功了。”他说：“我就是有些他一定要问我什么秘诀的，我有点牺牲，我有点牺牲。”他说。
And then he said, "He was humble and he replied that I'm not really." That's successful, but if you ask me, then I do have certain things in my daily life that I give up.
那么牺牲什么东西呢？
Then people ask, what do you sacrifice?
他说我最喜欢吃花生米啊，花生米。
He says I love to eat peanuts.
那个五香花生最好吃的，
五香花
生啊，那一吃啊，喉咙就哑了。吃花生炒的花生不是很好，很香吗？一吃完喉咙就不对了。我为了唱歌，我放弃花生米，不要了。他说：“这是我有所牺牲才有所得着的。”
He says, "Of course, when after I eat the peanuts, it's bad for my vocal cords, and I wouldn't be able to do so well. So, in order to sing well and to train well, I had to give up that eating the peanuts."
这个叫做节制。
That is called self-control.
我再说一遍，为了争取一个更好的明天，我今天必须有所节制，有所放弃。
Again, the attitude there is that in order to wait upon a better tomorrow.To fight for that tomorrow, today I'm willing to sacrifice to control myself.
所以这个圣灵的果子里面，这最后的三个味道啊，信实、温柔、节制，更要紧对自己说的。
And the last three flavors is very important to our attitude to ourselves here. Talk about faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
但是这个是非常实际，这就是很真的，一点都不假的。
Now these three things are.Something that is the contents of truthfulness.
那个培根呢 ，Francis Bacon， 他说一句话，他人往往因为追求成熟啊，追求成熟啊，结果怎么样，丧失了纯真。你追求成熟，追求成，后来把真都虚假了，为了追求成熟变成虚假了，这是我们基督徒不能不注意的。
Francis Bacon once said that, and oftentimes in our search for growth, we have sacrificed truthfulness.
啊，追求追求，拼命追求什么？追求成熟啊。啊，越来越成熟，结果越来越虚假。
It seems like people they try to strive for the growth to be more mature. Actually, what they gave up is the purity and the truthfulness.
这就叫做老奸巨猾。
Of course, there's a Chinese saying about that being old and sly.
我今天说话伤了很多人。不过好在我自己也是之类，老奸巨猾一类。
I may have offended with my little description, but thank goodness I'm sort of including myself.
这叫做圣灵的，满有圣灵的人。
Again, what we've discussed this morning is a person that is filled with the Holy Spirit.
荣耀神使人得一处，自己要舍己。
To benefit God, to glorify God and benefit others, and we also need to self-control and deny oneself.
这就是美事、善事、真事。
That's the three: beauty, goodness, and truthfulness.
弟兄姊妹，如果你里面有圣灵，并且真的有圣灵充满，请问你的光景跟圣经所讲的是不是相符合的？
Dear brothers, I'd like to beseech this question that if you are filled with the Holy Spirit, then let us examine ourselves if we have these nine flavors of the Holy Spirit.
愿神怜悯我们。
And God have pity and mercy upon us.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们何等渴慕真正被你的灵所充满。
Our Father, we truly, earnestly, we want to seek for that feeling of filled with the Holy Spirit.
谢谢你今天把方法告诉我们。
Father, we thank you today that you've given us the methods.
我们一个满有圣灵的人，一定要结出圣灵的果子。
For those of us who are filled with the Holy Spirit, we must bear these flavors of the fruit.
好，让我们能够荣神，也能够益人，也能够舍己。
So that we may glorify you, benefit others, and also self-deny.
愿你圣灵在我们心中不断的运行。
Father, may your Holy Spirit continually work in our hearts.
提醒我们记住这个真理。
To remind us of these truths.
我们所谓一个真正的美，就是心中有爱。
Father, help us remember that to be filled with beauty is to be filled with your love.
我们所谓的善，就是心中有主。
To be filled with goodness, Father, it is when our heart is mindful of you, our Lord.
我们所谓真，就是心中有圣灵。
Father, to be truthful, we need to have the Holy Spirit guide us.
就是教导我们怎么样过一个真正真善美的生活。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit and guide us how to live, to have these lives.
愿主享受完全的荣耀。
Father, we ask you to enjoy the glory you so deserve.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.